So, Tyler's power is out.
Oh, okay.
So, it's possible that he joined us partway through. It's also
Okay.
possible that it's just the two of us.
Well, I'm good either way.
Cool. So that means you'll be the host.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 657. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here is our host for all episodes ever, as far as I can remember. It's Caitlin Holtzinger.
I know I've done so many of these, but I don't know what to say now. I'm your host, I guess.
How many of these do you think you done did? Because I can check.
In actuality, I think probably like five, maybe. You asked
Because I
me to.
told you to check the spreadsheet because you were worried you'd already had it, but I was sure you were not going to check the spreadsheet.
Wait, can I check? What do you mean? Where's the spreadsheet?
At brewstoos.com, of course.
Oh, right. Yeah, I should know that as the host of all
The thing
episodes.
is, it's not only like read access for anyone, it's write access for anyone.
Oh.
So if we had a single listener who was a troll, they could go in and just like fuck it
Change
all up. They
everything.
could go delete it, they could do whatever. It's like I'm that sure that no one is ever going to listen to this shit that I it would take like 20 minutes to like lock it down for people that should be able to edit it. So me probably exclusively, but I'm not going to do that because honestly the day that it gets like hacked and somebody fucks it up, I'm like, oh, someone cares. So I'm kind of just waiting for that compliment.
Yeah, leaving the door open. I understand.
So I guess if you're still in contact with Gus and you want to tell him to like prank me, that would really make my week.
Oh, Gus. Yeah, I just talked to him a couple days ago. What a guy. He always has interesting stories.
Say what you will about Gus, but he'll always have an interesting story.
Yeah, he's.
How about you? Do you have an interesting beer?
I do, but I know this isn't your favorite. I know you, as my friend Michaela would say, you do not prefer this. But it's from a one. It's another one from the brewery that's very close to my house, so I'm not sure how accessible it is for
Oh
people.
man, stay local. No, brew local, drink local.
Okay,
Hell yeah.
but I do like the people that own it, even though I, despite the fact that I don't really like beer. But am I supposed to like introduce the whole thing?
You do the whole thing.
Okay,
Take a sip. Tell me what you think. Tell me all about it.
here's the can. Very nice and purple.
We don't release a video, so that's not helpful.
Well, it's really just for you, honestly. But
I don't give a shit.
it's from Prospect Point Brewing, in Frederick, Maryland, and it's called Chocolate Thunder. It's an oatmeal stout. It's 5.4% ABV. And what else am I supposed to say about it?
No, that's good.
Oh,
That's
okay. Cool.
what would you say is your favorite Frederick brewery? Because there's a few.
It's easier to say what my least favorite one is because I don't love any of them. But
Okay, what's your least favorite one then?
my least favorite one is Idiom Brewery, which is in downtown Frederick on the Creek. It's beloved by many, many people in Frederick, and I hate it with a fiery passion. So I'm delighted to announce, much to the chagrin of all the people that love it, that it is closing forever. And there's a lot of people really upset about it. And I am just
So
fiendishly
you're
delighted.
like stoked about a small business going under?
I wouldn't even say that it's super small. I think they expanded a lot, but they were just dicks every time I was forced to be there for some social
Interesting.
situation. And their beer sucks. I don't like beer, but at least I can acknowledge that some of the beers at Prospect are pretty drinkable. So, yeah, fuck you, Idiom. Sorry if I'm not allowed to say the F word.
Oh yeah, the FCC is gonna come down on us, dude. Don't fuck me over like that.
Sorry.
I liked I liked Flying Dog, but like I kind of was like out of Frederick right around when I was getting into beer. So I don't really know what the scene was, but I like Flying Dog had a few beers I really liked. So like that's what I think of as the good Frederick brewery.
Yeah, Flying Dog was definitely like a cool hangout, and it was like a cool thing to have in Frederick because obviously their reach is a lot greater. But they moved out of Frederick, so they're not here.
Where are they headquartered now?
I think I want to say Colorado somewhere.
That's quite different.
Yeah. I'm not 100% on that, but I think
next Hagerstown or some shit.
No, it's a big Flying Dog's a big deal. I don't know if you get it like where you are pretty like I guess commonly, but I've been to like Atlanta or something for work and they serve it and stuff. So kind of like a big one.
There was a period between getting married and generating progeny where I would get mini kegs and just have beer on tap in my basement.
Oh, wow.
Theoretically for Emily and I, but realistically just for me.
Yeah.
And, like, I still have the chalkboard that says what's on tap. And it's Flying Dog Raging Bitch, which is a great beer. But that's been what the sign says for, like, 8 years now.
Really? Did Emily like it?
I think she was kind of meh on it.
Okay. I was wondering which one you liked. Raging Bitch is really, really popular. They had like a blood orange one that I kind of liked. Blood orange. It was like maybe an IPA. I don't know. It was just called like blood orange something, but it was pretty good.
I'm thinking it's possible that we are narrow casting a bit to just Frederick people. So if I can talk Mitch into listening to this episode, he'll be way into this, but you need to tell me about the beer that you introduced 3 minutes ago.
Yes, sorry. So I'm supposed to drink it now, right? Again, this is the Chocolate Thunder from Prospect Point Brewery, and it's an oatmeal stout.
This is your 7th appearance on the podcast. You should know by now.
Sorry. Okay.
I checked.
You seven? I've done 7? Wow.
You've done 7.
Okay, well, I know I haven't done this one.
You're the 12th most frequent person to appear on the show.
Nice. Well,
you're only two slots behind Mitch.
Wow. I'd love to be on Mitch.
Mitch is at 15. You're at 7. So you got a ways to go to catch up.
Okay. But I'll take it. That's awesome. Okay. So I'm going to take a sip, right? And I'll describe it.
Well, you smell it first because obviously you've poured it into a glass so that aromats.
Oh, yes.
Introduce themselves to you.
Yes, yes. Well, I did smell it first.
through the can.
Yeah, I did smell it before I took a sip. Didn't smell much, but that doesn't say anything because I can't smell very well.
I just keep forgetting that back home, back in Frederick, cups are so expensive. So like people don't really have them there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not classy. Maybe I actually have too many cups. Can't fit them like in my cabinet, but I don't use them. It's fine. That's my first assessment. What do you have?
Man. So every now and then my review will be it's fine and Tyler will tear me a fucking new one about it. But he's not here. He's not here and I'm not a stick in the mud like he is. So I'll just move right along to Working Draft, McPike. Working Draft is a Madison brewery, local to me, as yours is to you.
Nice.
This is an oaked Scotch ale. I love a Scotch ale. I also like I like it when the barrel makes itself known. And I think an oaked Scotch ale, there's high potential there. 7.3% ABV. Working Draft is like the most pretentious brewery ever, but also I love it. I unironically went to a poetry reading there once, and it was like just people, like some pseudo famous poets, and also just some like locals who wrote poems who signed up to read poems. And I was like, if I were classy, I would be here all the time, but I'm not. So I'm going to come here once or twice a year.
Really? I wonder, how was that experience unironically? Exactly.
Well, so I thought it was fine. Emily's a big poetry head, so she loved it.
Okay.
And I was like, and I kind of was, most of the time was like, yeah, I can see why someone would like this. Okay. I don't, but I can see why someone would like this.
Okay.
In much the same way as we went like a year later when they, like, a tamale vendor came through and just unloaded tamales on this place. And I was like, fuck yeah, tamales! And I was just drinking beer and eating tamales. And the like, very clear picture on Emily's face was, I can see why someone would like this. So, like, there's a balance, which
yeah,
is nice.
That is nice, yeah.
Oh, this is quite good. It's exactly what I want it to be, which is, like, very wood-forward.
The barrel has made itself known.
Definitely. Which is what, like, I would have been pissed off. Like, I would rather this taste like barrel in a shitty way than not taste like barrel at all.
Okay.
Like my main thing is don't be a coward.
Yeah.
And they definitely weren't cowards. And then the barrel, like, comes through in a way that complements the malt bill, which, like, fades into the background. But there's some, like, maltiness, some sweetness, some richness. I could do with some more hop balance. I'm enjoying it.
And what did you say the beer was called? I know it's working.
Mick Pike? Yeah, I think that's a Scottish thing.
Okay. Sounds like a Scottish thing.
So now is usually the part where you would throw to an article.
Okay.
As our host.
Right. As the host, where would I find that article in the chat?
I sent them in the chat.
Okay. Before we started. Okay. Let's just load this up. Okay. Washington Ferry System gets its own beer. That's interesting. And it's available.
Is it interesting? Tell me why or why not.
Available on board now is the poster and the photo of the article. It's a beer called, oh, I don't know what this beer is called. The brewery is Bale Breaker Brewing Company. Okay, let's actually
from read. Farm to Fairies. Is that the name?
Is that the name? I don't know.
I can't tell if that's the name or just like a slogan.
Right, that's why I was hesitating, but it seems to be affiliated with soccer somehow. It's got a soccer player in the background. There's a soccer ball. Yeah. Okay. And it will be sold exclusively aboard Washington State Ferries. Okay. It's a West Coast IPA. Okay. It's 6 ounce, 6.8 ABV. Sorry. Okay. That's interesting. It's an interesting concept. That it's exclusively, how do you feel about it being exclusively sold on the ferry?
I mean, so on the one hand, it's dumb, but on the other hand, we do so many articles about dumb beers that are so much dumber than this.
Yeah.
Like, at least they're doing something. Like,
do you think it'll, oh, so go ahead.
As a business idea. Sure. I don't think anyone is going to take ferry because they want this beer. I don't care how good this beer is. No one is going to take the ferry for the beer. I think really the only time that might come into play is, I don't know enough about Seattle and how many ferries they have. If there are like competing ferry companies.
Yeah.
Where maybe you're going to take this one ferry company's ferry because you want to drink this beer on your way. I don't know. I've been on a ferry a total of one time in my life, and I was like 12 or something.
Oh, interesting. Where was that? So
I'm going to guess Canada, but I do not remember.
Okay. Fair enough.
You're in constant contact with Mitch. Ask him.
I wish I was. Mitch is great. One interesting thing, I'm trying to like skim over this article, but it says if beer doesn't slake your thirst, McDonough, who's I guess responsible for this beer, I'm not doing a great job of skimming, but said he's working with Winsome Cider Works to create a cider celebrating the same twin ends as Balebreakers Brew, which should be available in a couple weeks. So they're going to be offering a cider as well. And I have been to this Winsome Cider Works, I believe, when I was in Seattle many years ago, 11 years ago, I guess. And it was very good, actually.
So I kind of love that they're going to have a beer and a cider. Like I would say maybe get like 3 beers, a cider, and like a signature cocktail. Now all of a sudden, you're like a full service bar where you're like really appealing to the masses.
Yeah, that would be, now that I think people probably would take a particular ferry over another for that.
I think especially if you can get like a bachelor or bachelorette party package or it's just something like making an event, because like at the end of the day it's a way to get from A to B, but so is a party bus. So if you can just make it an aqua party bus, that feels like a market to corner.
Yeah, that also. I mean, I'm sure they have, I would guess that they have their version of like a sunset cruise or something where it really is just designed for that stuff, the ferries there. But, sorry, Jock's being really creepy. He just walked in the house and now he's like staring at me through the bars and stairs.
Come hang out? Does he have a beer?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't think Tyler's coming. So if he has a beer, he should join us.
There's not enough even room for him to sit next to me anywhere while we do this. That's that part. He's back out to the shop.
So I guess I haven't been to your home. Is it like 3 square feet or something?
No, I just happen to be sitting in the Lazy Boy right now because it's got the only place I can sit at a level where the phone isn't going to be like at this angle.
Right, because you don't have a computer. I keep forgetting that.
I do, but I'm not sure that I don't think that I could even download Discord on it because it's so old that I don't even know if it would allow me to. You know,
we just live such different lives.
We do.
And I'm not saying it's just I can't imagine it. Like, you do your taxes on your phone?
No. Jock, we also have a PC, but he usually uses it for work. So,
okay. So there is a computer we in do the domicile. Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. But I don't usually touch that one. If I have business to tend to that.
You'd never deign to use that machine.
I don't wander over there often. But if I had something I needed to take care of like on a computer, I'd probably just do it at work after I was done with work or before or whatever. But yeah, sadly, most things I end up doing on my phone.
And now this is usually the part where you would have your content. So I don't remember when you were last on here, like 6 months ago or something?
Yeah, something like that.
What are your highlights? What's the interesting shit?
About anything?
Yeah, whatever, man. Amuse me. Amuse our theoretical audience.
I don't know. I wish I could think of something. My cholesterol is 2.7, so that's been a problem. My doctor thinks I'm going to die. And I'm actually not supposed to have...
I don't know enough about cholesterol. I'm gleaning that number is bad.
Yeah, it's supposed to be under 200, huh? So I could have a heart attack at any moment, and I'm not supposed to be drinking alcohol, but that was never going to happen.
That would be such clutch content if you had a heart attack. I guess hit me up.
I might
get you back on if you have a heart attack.
Okay, yeah, no, I mean we still have like half an hour, so it could happen.
Yeah. Try to just like squeeze all your veins and see if you can punish yourself.
I will. I mean, I bought a bunch of Japanese sweet potatoes yesterday. Like that was gonna solve my problem. because they're supposed to be really good for you. They're Blue Zone food. I went to the organic grocery store with Jeff Holzinger, says, and I quote, is full of freaks. And he is exactly right. But I may have been the only person in the store at the time that did not have a mohawk. But yeah, so I'm hoping that's going to save me. I got some healthy snacks.
I don't think of you as being unhealthy. Yeah. Like, I mean, you played soccer forever. So, like, at least you were slash are active.
Yeah, I still am, actually. Maybe more than I was before.
You, some rugby as well in there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm playing hockey.
And hockey?
Yeah, still playing hockey a lot. Yeah, and my doctor has told me over and over again that she's not having me make all these changes because I appear unhealthy. Part of the problem is that she never tested me for anything because I looked so healthy to her that she wasn't concerned until she did. And so my numbers are terrible. So I am what my former trainer, Ken Bennett, used to say, a skinny fat girl. You remember Mr. Bennett.
So she was like, girl, your body's so slamming, I don't care about your triglycerides.
Yes, now, actually. All of a sudden, she's freaking out.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's kind of a compliment.
I guess, yeah. And I just now.
If you want to frame it in a way.
Yeah, I wish she would go away about it now, but, you know, what I'm going to do.
So is it that your diet is like absolute shit, or is it just a genetic thing?
Well, my diet is shit for 100% sure, but I also know, unbeknownst to my current doctor, I do know that I have had high cholesterol ever since I started getting tested for it for like my health insurance, which began when I was like 21 years old.
Hey man, pro tip, tell your doctor relevant medical things. Dude,
I did tell her this. I was like, you know, my cholesterol was like 266 when I was 22 years old and weighed 120 pounds, right? And she was like, well, that's...
And she was like, stop, you're slamming.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So this is not great content, but I feel like I've really made my mark on this podcast as having probably the least exciting life updates of all time.
So is it just like you have to eat better? Is like that's the most boring shit in the world. But like that's what because the doctor probably isn't saying be more active because you're pretty active.
Yeah,
they're just saying don't eat cheeseburgers.
Yeah, which isn't gonna happen. I mean, she told me I couldn't have chocolate or burgers anymore. She also listed off rice, bread, potatoes. What else did she say? Alcohol, just a whole things the last time I was in. And I couldn't get through her list without smiling like a lot, like the Grinch, you know, when he got his idea about like, because I almost started laughing, but, she told me I need to eat more, which is that's not going to work. Like, you know, do the whole small meals thing instead of just eating one big meal at night like I always do. Problem is when I start eating small meals throughout the day and I start eating early, which she suggested, I don't stop eating, which is why I have to just eat once at night, because if I wait till 8:30 at night to eat, then I can only eat so much before I have to go to sleep. So
I feel like if your list of forbade food items includes rice, potatoes, bread, and meat, you're making your list wrong. It should be, instead of like a foreboden list, it should be an allowed list. Tell me the things I can eat, because you've listed everything I want to eat.
Right.
So tell me the things I can eat so I can listen for... Wait, did you say potato chips? Because I'll eat potato chips.
And I do.
I guess it's... Potato chips are probably not on that list, but like there's probably if you made her list, make a list, there's probably something good on there. Hummus. I don't know. Hummus rules.
Yeah. I'm not even really big on hummus. I'd rather just eat the chickpeas. The hummus, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, probably if you, I'm not a medical professional, but if you asked her, she'd probably say like roasted chickpeas are all good.
Yeah. Well, actually,
but
Sam,
like the naan isn't.
Oh, well, yeah, I like naan, but I don't go out of my way to eat it. But I'm glad that you brought that up, because now that you've said that, I'm no longer seeking medical advice from anyone except for you. So I'm just going to go public and say that now.
Cool. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer either, but like whatever disclaimer I need to make to say I'm not a medical professional. You're not allowed to sue me for giving you bad medical advice.
I would never.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm Jewish, so most of my uncles are lawyers.
Of course, and I totally respect that, yeah. Speaking of, say, how is Mitch?
He's great. He's going deaf.
Really?
Kind of. He needs to use hearing aids, and it makes me sad all the time.
But does it make him sad?
No, he doesn't care.
Okay, good.
He's like... He's so over it. It's awesome. He's my mom too, but more him. He's leaned so hard into just like, I'm an old man. So the main like social outlet he has is he is a member of a bridge club.
Oh, okay.
And he just plays cards with old people, and like he's like, you know, he's just shy of 70, and he's the young buck in the bridge club.
Love that.
He's also on a bocce team, so like the oldest man sport. Like he was playing pickleball for a while, and then I think he got too old to play pickleball and moved on to bocce.
I'd like to imagine that he got too cool to play pickleball. He decided that pickleball sucks and that he's not gonna be part of it.
Yeah, they were like, Mitch, we want you to go to the Olympics for pickleball, and he was like, I'm retired.
Good.
And you know, he loves working in the yard. He likes to garden.
Still have chickens?
So it's winter because. Oh boy, did I know about the chickens?
No, you didn't.
So this would have been, Jesus, 7 years ago or something. I used to always go back east, for Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and I was there. He was like, check out the chicken coop. And I was like, oh, these chickens seem happy. And then the next day he was like, Sam, bad news. Coyotes got into the chicken coop. They ate all the chickens and destroyed the coop. You need to help me disassemble this coop. So I was like,
that was it. I just gave up.
I think he like emotionally couldn't handle the idea of getting replacement chickens and was like, done. I'm retired. So I should have been hanging out with my, at that point, new wife, like making her feel comfortable with my family. Instead, I was more or less rolling around in chicken shit, like untying chicken wire so we can put it away while poor Emily was hanging with my mom. My mom, the nicest lady in the world. So, like, it was fine. But,
it's awkward, yeah.
I don't know if I've... Yeah, it was brutal. It was brutal, and, like, it was, like, partially that I was, like, out doing manual labor in the cold, which is not something I'm accustomed to, and also that I was, like, the main way that my dad was going through his grieving process, which is something that I'm not emotionally prepared to be part of.
Yeah.
So that shit sucked. Thanks for bringing it up, dickhead.
Sorry. I don't know. Maybe you did mention that coyotes got to them. It's a tale as old as time around here. People get chickens and then foxes or something get to them, and you know, it's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the boonies. They're technically in Newmarket. Yeah. So they got a lot of land, but there's a lot of animals around too.
Yeah, it's, you really have to have a tight setup to keep the predators away from the chickens. But that is a shame. I think about him sometimes because I've been doing trivia somewhat regularly, actually at this brewery. where this beer is from. And almost every place around here that does trivia now is control. Like they do, it's put on by Poorhouse.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. And I think that sucks. I miss the days where like it was individual like quiz masters or whatever that had their
own
base of like questions and would go
hard. Disagree.
Really?
I've played so many trivias that were just absolute like dipshit written, dipshit run.
Oh like, no.
Like questions where the answer is debatable. Like anytime you have one of those situations, like what the fuck are we even doing
here? So,
and like Poorhouse, I will say doesn't have the best questions all the time, but they're always correct, which is like kind of putting the bar on the floor. But there are so many trivias that I've been to that can't that credential.
That's interesting because that is my problem with Poorhouse.
Oh no.
And maybe it's because the ones that we had around here, like the locals that we had that were doing like their own were very, very good. I never had any complaints about their questions. We just had a question last week on Poorhouse. It was a final question and we were in second place. So it was a big deal because the spread really wasn't that large. We were within strike.
Hit me with a question. I got it.
I'm not going to remember the full question verbatim, but it was basically that this one word can describe any, not describe. Was it describe? Yeah. This one word can describe any of the four things on this list. Number one, an unavoidable move in Pokemon, which is why you're gonna get it. Number two, a police weapon whose namesake was an 18th century author.
Swift.
Yeah, it's Swift. But number three was...
I was thinking Swift from the first one.
Well, that's why I said
locked it in.
That's why I said you would get it from the Pokemon thing. But the third one was that it was the first country music artist to ever win a VMA or an MTV VMA for a music video. And that's why I thought
when Taylor Swift was pretending that she was a country artist.
Right. And so, and I forget what the fourth one was. If there was a fourth one, it might've been those three, but I believe
your buddy, Pat, who always meant well and was good with Perry.
Pat Swift. That was it. No.
I hope he's doing well.
I hope so too. But I don't know a lot about Taylor Swift, but I do know that she was one of the, like the country music artists that she was sort of the one that bridged the divide between like MTV sort of, and you know, whatever the country music channel was, CM something. But
the CMAs are a thing. Is CMTV maybe?
It was something like that, but they were very separate. And then like when Taylor Swift came along, she was young and was very popular, and sort of there was a crossover where they started playing her music on mainstream radio stations and stuff like that. So I know she was known for that, and I was thinking Swift.
Katy Perry was a Christian musician and then realized she could be famous or in the mainstream and was like, look at my titties all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
And crossed over in that way.
Right. Exactly. So I do remember that being a thing. And so I was pushing for Swift, but they went with something else because, okay. So it was, I think the question was, this one word can be used to describe any of these things, okay? And we could not agree. None of us did Pokemon. We could not agree on what possibly Swift, what that could possibly be used to describe a police weapon. That's not a nickname for any police weapon. That's not a, I mean, we couldn't think of it. So the answer was Swift, which was my vote. That's the one I put up for the answer because we didn't really have anything else. They were thinking Billy because they thought maybe a Billy Club, maybe Billy Ray Cyrus. But I was like, there's no way that's a Pokemon like move, whatever. But besides the point. So the police weapon that was supposedly, I guess, the intended like that piece of the answer that Swift could be used to describe was a taser. And we were like, well, how does that make any sense? And then apparently he explained that taser is an acronym for something, and the S in the acronym that is taser is Swift. And my argument is there is no way to justify saying that that one word can describe a taser because no one calls it that. It's one word in an acronym that is commonly used as the description of what the or the name of what the weapon is. So it doesn't, that to me was a total miss.
It's so funny to me that you were like, this is the question I had a problem with. And then we're like, you'll know this because there's a Pokemon thing in there. Because my sister plays trivia a decent amount, and my folks play, and sometimes they're on the same team. Sometimes it's not linked up. And I get a text from my dad every couple weeks saying, we had a question at trivia today that made me think of you. It was this Pokemon question. And of course I know it every time.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't know what it is with trivia and Frederick. They love Pokemon questions, like, I feel like I should get rostered just for
Pokemon questions.
There's a Pokemon question every week. I'm always going to know it. I got you for NBA and I got you for Pokemon, and that's two questions a week. And otherwise, I'm just going to kind of take a nap.
So it's funny you said NBA because I famously don't know anything about basketball, but I've been doing this bit for about 5 years for my own personal enjoyment that I pretend to know a lot about basketball, and even though I don't. And twice now at trivia, and I would say our team is pretty good. We're almost always in second or third. And we've won a few times, but there is a team that's like borderline professional trivia, so it's very hard to like get by them. But two times now, there's been a basketball question. And I have offered up an answer that I wasn't 100% sure of, but for some reason I felt like I knew it. And both times my team was sort of like blowing me off because there are people that actually like basketball on the team.
Oh, please remember these questions. I want these.
Oh, I absolutely know them. One of them isn't going to be as fun because you can't. It was a picture.
This is terrible content, but I like don't care about the show. I just want to answer basketball questions.
Okay, so so one of them was a halftime sheet where they had 10 photos. I think it was 10. And they were all athletes, I think. No, they weren't all athletes. You had to kind of figure out the theme of these photos, but basically we had figured out the theme by getting a few of the other answers, but it was just photos of famous people. And it was, they all had biblical names, first names, first or last names.
Was that Sean chiming in the background?
He's here. He's just staring at me. He's like right across.
This is weird.
I know. It's very weird. I wish it would go away. But anyway.
You're fucking married. You can sit in a lazy boy together.
So I said there was a guy we could not get. He had a Wizards jersey on, and it was biblical names. And for some reason, I was like, no, we already had a John. And I was like, guys, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm feeling like this is Isaiah Thomas. And they were like, no. This guy's young. This is their current. This guy's young.
Well, Isaiah Thomas looks like a little tiny baby. Isaiah Thomas is 40 years old and looks like he's 7.
Well, there's apparently, Sam, there's two Isaiah Thomases that played in the NBA or play in the NBA. They're not related at all, and both of them did slash do play for the Wizards. So the younger Isaiah Thomas was the one that the photo was of. And for some reason, something deep in my brain recognized this. I don't know. I must have just picked it up through osmosis or what, but that ended up being the right answer. And they put down some total crazy batshit guess because they were sure that wasn't the answer. It was the answer. Now, the more recent question was...
Because, of course, there's Isaiah Thomas, the Celtics legend who played for the Wizards eventually. But then the older one, his nickname is Zeke, of course, as we know. He was a part of the Bad Boy Pistons. From the, like, kind of, he was one of those guys facing off against the Jordan Bulls.
Right, right, right. Of course. So we weren't talking about that Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, exactly. So that ended up being right. We had one recently where they did not listen to me. And the question was, let me see if I can conjure up exactly what it was. You had to name the country, so this wasn't NBA, but the question was something about this country was a former Soviet Union territory, and this country made it to the finals of the Olympics 5 times, but never won, and there is a player in the NBA from this country who was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2011. Do you know what it could be?
Oh, no, I don't. That's too old for me.
So I knew this answer for a very weird reason, or I thought I knew.
Hit me. I love this.
Okay, so I said they all thought Serbia for some reason. That was their guess, which is a good guess because there are a lot of good players.
There's a lot of good basketball in Serbia. Like,
right.
That guess makes sense.
But I said, guys, hear me out, all right? I remember hearing this story, which is kind of a famous story, and maybe you know it, that the Grateful Dead sponsored the Lithuanian basketball team because they were very good, but they were very poor, and they couldn't even afford matching jerseys. And I remember part of the story being like, they always make it super far, but they can never push through that next level. And so the Grateful Dead like became a fan of like the Lithuanian basketball team and personally the band, I guess, like sponsored them so that they could have matching jerseys and like travel to like, I don't know, do whatever they needed to do prior to the Olympics.
You mean like Flava Flav sponsoring the women's bobsled team?
Did he do the bobsled team?
He's done so much for women's Olympic sports over the past few years. It's crazy.
He's honestly the best. Like, I love it. I think that whole thing was great. But
if you're gonna be a fucking weirdo, be a weirdo for good.
Yeah, exactly. So love that for him. But yes, like that. So except I don't think that they weren't like out there. Like they're putting Flava Flav and like Snoop Dogg out there for the Olympics. Right now, it was just something that happened on the DL, but somebody picked it up and like put it in the media. So I knew that, went with Serbia.
Who's the Lithuanian Hall of Famer that I'm not thinking of?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't. I didn't recognize him. Couldn't remember.
On my own time.
Yeah, none of us knew that, but I know it was 2011. That he went into the Hall of Fame. So. Got those answers right. Also pulled so I'm only there really for the NHL questions because the one guy on our team is really good with sports. He's not big on hockey. So you come up with those answers. Pulled one way out of my ass one time at the very last second because I was like, God, I can't believe I'm not going to think of this. And I don't know if you would know it, but this is the last one I'll ask you. It was a 3-part question, all athletes and all of them have you either in their first or last name, and
Jesus, no way. I'm meant to look like an asshole, but go ahead.
Okay, so I was like, okay, I've got to get this, you know. So before they even asked the question, I was like, guys, one of them's gonna be Saquon Barkley, easy. He just won the Super Bowl at the time, like, Easy money. One of them's got to be Saquon.
Oh, man. I thought we were only talking about hockey. We're talking about sports broad.
Yeah. I'm leading up to it. Hockey was the last one.
Okay.
The second one was some figure skater. It wasn't Michelle Kwan. It was a different one that I've never heard of, but the gay guy on my team knew it. Shout out him. He knows a lot about figure skating. And then the last question was about the NHL. It said this NHL, this former NHL player in the Hall of Fame, or not Hall of Fame, maybe Hall of Fame. Anyway, he holds the record for the most points by a defenseman in the NHL. And of course, the gay guys on my team were like, Henrik Lundqvist. And I was like, guys, I know he's really handsome and I know there's a Q in his name. So that's why you know who he is, because he's super handsome. It's not him. He's a goalie. So I was like racking my brain. And then the guy was like, 5 seconds. And it came to me and I was so pumped.
You know who it is? I don't have it at all. No.
Ray Bourque. Wait, did I cut out? Did you hear me?
God damn it. No, I lost you for a second, but I caught it then. If you give an hour out of all
that. Real, I was pumped that I thought of that. So that makes me feel even more accomplished that you wouldn't have got that one.
I mean, like Andrew Vachet would have had that in his back pocket. In a second.
You think? I would ask him next time I talk to him, I'll ask him.
I think you probably talked to him more recently than I have, which is to say 7 years ago or something.
Yeah, I think I said happy birthday to him in September.
Oh, that's way more recently than me. September, I still remember his birthday. I've had him a happy
shout
birthday
out you. In,
honestly, maybe my whole life. I might never wish him a happy birthday, even though he's my best friend for, like, I don't know, 4 years, something like that.
Yeah, man.
You know how boys do. Are. Especially yeah, when he usually they're remembers. Nine.
Yeah, he usually remembers my birthday, which is nice. Yeah, I haven't talked to Cray in like 6 or 7 years. He just got married too. That's more of a Cray choice.
No
though.
Shit.
Yeah, I still text him happy birthday now more to be antagonistic because he very slowly started like icing me out, and I don't have any clue why we're on great terms. And then it was just very sweet. And now I was like, you know what? I've decided that I'm going to maybe ruin his birthday every year by reminding him that I exist and wishing him a happy birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry if I have to be the one to tell you this. It's because he was holding a candle for you. And then now he has a different woman to have affection for. So you're up to him at this point. You're nothing but a complication.
Boo.
I'm sorry to tell you the truth.
Well, whatever. He still sucks for that. You want to see these awesome coasters that I brought out for this occasion?
It's a hammerhead shark. He says, let's get hammered on it.
And he's holding a beer.
I got to do my signature segment. And also, I have to introduce a new segment because we're about ready to rate. And I got to keep the shit on track.
Yes, of course. Book? What's your signature segment?
Well, so I started this 10 weeks ago because I got a gift, 100 tips, tricks, and projects that are beer hacks.
Okay.
So I've just been doing one a week. This is number 8. And now these have all been definitions, but this is the last one from the definitions chapter. So the definitions all suck. So this will suck. But next week, maybe it won't suck. We'll see.
I'll be listening as the host.
I think you might not even have like an application that enables you to listen to podcasts. Like if you wanted to listen to this, I don't think you would figure out how.
You're right.
Yeah. We don't hang out that much anymore, but I still know you a bit.
You do. You know me a lot.
Okay, number 8, bugs. Do you want to guess what bugs means in a beer context?
Bugs? Like with a G?
Bugs. Yeah, B-U-G-S, bugs.
All right, I'm gonna take a wild swing.
Do it.
Bugs. Maybe something to do with the vines in like a keg situation. Like something in the lines that's like causing the beer to have a different, like a weird flavor or like too much carbonation. I don't know.
What you're saying almost makes sense. Cause what you're thinking is, what is a teeny tiny thing that could affect the beer?
Right. Yeah.
And if you know anything at all about beer, then you would make the much better guess. That it's wild yeast and or bacteria that's used in fermentation to create sour beers, wild ales, and other such funky styles. So,
okay.
The four main ingredients in beer: water, malt, hops, and yeast. And depending on the beer you're drinking, it could be lots of different, like different styles are going to have different ingredients that are like the thing that makes it be what it is.
Okay.
Like an IPA is all about the hops. A stout is all about the malt. A wild ale is all about the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just saying the bugs is the yeast, because that's what makes a wild ale, because that's where the flavor comes from. And that's it for definitions.
Cool.
And that's the end of that thing and the start of a new thing. What do you think about this?
The back of your head?
What did you think about the back of my head?
It should have a yarmulke on it.
Got him?
I don't know.
Was that a burn?
No.
No, I'm just starting to lose my hair.
Oh, Sam, I don't see that at all. Wait, somebody hit me with it again? Literally cannot see a single, I can't see any part of that that's thinning.
So I was, this would have been like a year ago. We have like a camera in my girl's room so that we can check on them. Because mm-hmm. usually they're being assholes when they're supposed to be asleep.
Yeah.
And it was like being weird and buggy, and I was fixing it and like had it pulled up on my phone. And like it finally was starting to work, but I was sitting in their room fixing it. And so it just was like looking at the back of my head. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh shit, is that what that looks like? Ew. I'm definitely like thinning and like kind of at the back of the head, kind of in the classic bald spot. It's not a bald spot, but it's not what it once was. So as of today, I am taking medication to fix my head hair situation. And I think it's important to normalize that behavior. So I got a hair. Emily gave me a haircut today and she took a bunch of pictures, and I'm going to have her take more pictures in the next month or whatever, so we can see what, if any, improvement occurs, because I think it's important to document these things and normalize observing them.
I don't know which one you're taking, but I have heard that a lot of them just prevent you from losing any more hair, more than like really stimulating hair growth. But the sooner that you start like taking medication that allows you to like keep the hair you have, so to speak, the more effective it is. And from the camera angle, like from what you just showed me, I can't tell at all. So
I mean, my webcam isn't great, so like I don't think that's much to judge it on. But yeah, well, no, I've heard the same thing about like mixed shit on if it slows decay versus reinvigorates, but I've also heard the same thing about like the sooner is always better. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I'll just do that.
Yeah. And also, I was going to say this earlier, but I'm really glad that your dad doesn't care about the hearing aid situation, because I just read recently that studies are showing one of the best things that people can do to prevent like potential dementia is to like use hearing aids as soon as they notice any kind of like hearing loss. Because I guess a lot of people understandably it makes them feel old or whatever, but the longer you go like hard of hearing without using hearing aids, the more likely you are to actually like develop dementia and stuff later. So good for Mitch.
No way. He definitely knew that shit. Like, I mean, it's his fear. You know, like, from his perspective, he's a shrink. He was a shrink for 40 years. Both of his parents kind of lost their marbles as they got older, and he had to sort of take care of them. Like, there's no bigger fear in his life than, you know, losing who he is, as far as he's concerned. So,
yeah,
my guess is he already knows that. And if he didn't already know that, he would be like stoked to know that he's doing the thing he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, no. And if he didn't, I mean, you should tell him, because that's probably, you know, makes people feel better. My grandfather, my mom's mom, actually came to live with her briefly because he started having like symptoms of dementia and not really being able to do certain things. Some days completely fine, and then he just sort of went downhill really fast, culminated in a night where we were all trying to get him in the car to go to the hospital, and he tried to punch me in the face, and then he called me a fat little pug. So that was really funny. Jesus for everyone.
Christ.
That's what I should have done for my content update. Grandfather thinks I'm a fat little pug, even though I was.
No, your content update should have been, I got a tattoo on my ribs that says fat little pug.
Fat pug. Even though I'm, you know, physically, like, my health not great, but physically I was in one of the best shapes I've been in the last 10 years. You know, I feel like I was pretty svelte, you know, especially at that time. But yeah, he was not having it. Everybody's fat to him. He called my dad fat boy. He called my brother fat. It was a great night. Everybody was fat, tried to punch all of us, so that was good. But we don't want that for Mitch. He's too kind.
No, he would just call himself fat and cry. That's if I know one thing about my dad, that's how he's going to go south. Is it'll be purely self-destructive. Anyway, let's rate these beers and get out of here.
Let's do it.
Tell me all about it.
All right, so again, this is an oatmeal stout called chocolate. I was really hoping it'd be more chocolatey. I'm not really getting a whole lot of oatmeal, not getting a lot of chocolate myself, but that might be the mood I'm in. Spoiler alert, I've had it before and it was a little, I feel like maybe a little more chocolate forward. But it may also be due to the fact that it's not an ideal temperature. I don't know. So I would give it, what are we doing out of 10 or 5?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, however you want to do it.
Okay, I would give it...
You've only done this how many times again?
12, 7?
8? I forget.
7 something? Let's see. I mean, disclaimer, I don't like beer. I would give this, for beer, I would give this a 7.9.
Out of 5? Wowzers. He must have really liked it. I had Working Draft McPike Oaked Scotch Ale. It's exactly what I wanted it to be, which was woody and boozy. I thought it tasted really good, but it was a little, I don't want to say one note, but it's two notes. It was a little two notes. I would have welcomed some complexity, but I thought it did a good job at being what it was and doing what it wanted to do. So I think we'll give it its ABV of 7.3 out of 10. Because that's how I rate it, as you do recall.
As I recall, yes, of being the host since you can remember.
And I got like 2 sips left here. I'm going to save them for Emily because I think she'll like this even more than I did.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Partially just because she's so horny for this brewery because she's a real fucking hipster doofus. So she'll love that.
That makes sense. You guys did go to White Rabbit when you were here, so I kind of had a feeling.
I didn't know that White Rabbit was going to be as hipstery as it was, but as soon as I got there, I was like, oh man, Emily's going to love this place.
That's great. No, Emily's awesome.
And I did too. I did too.
Yeah.
I liked it too, but I knew she would.
Yeah. It's a cool spot. It's a cool spot. It's just, it's not my everyday for sure.
It knows how cool it is. I think it's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, you remember how to take us out. You just, you thank everyone for listening. You tell them, how they could reach us via email. You tell them, the URL for our website, and okay. You tell them the Blue Sky account that we have that I have not posted from in, I'm going to say, 3 years.
Okay.
So just go ahead and do that.
Well, I might need hearing aids because I don't recall this Blue Sky account. You can reach us by email at some email, and there is a URL. So check the interwebs for that.
So you're just like hand waving it, like you probably can do this.
You can. Thanks. And what's the name of your one listener?
I love that because Tim. You're talking about Tim.
Yeah, shout out Tim. He already knows.
Shout out Tim. He knows who he is.
He knows.
No, I think that's great because now only the real fans will get to email us and hit us up on Blue Sky and whatnot.
That's right. And to the real fans. Oh, go ahead.
Because they'll need to listen to any episode other than this episode to do that.
Right. And to the real fans, please don't hack the list. Okay. I might need to access it sometime.
Yeah, guys, don't be jerk. Don't be. We're trusting you guys. Don't be jerk.
Don't hack the list. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Tim. What else am I supposed to do?
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a tear, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. We both waved like anyone can see anything. I didn't know until you told me there was a video that there isn't, so.
The video is just for us, not for the listener. I don't want those pervers to see the inside of my home. I don't want them to see my Mario poster or my children's basketball hoop, or if you look closely, there's a hole in my ceiling that's been there for like 7 years and I haven't gotten
it. Is that a hole?
Yet.